Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.
Dozens of vehicles with Russian flags and emblems took part in a convoy to Athlone yesterday, marking the 77th anniversary of Victory Day when Nazi German forces were defeated. Gardaí monitored the group's movements as they travelled down the M6 motorway. An official Russian Victory Day rally, which had been planned to take place at the Papal Cross in the Phoenix Park, was refused permission by the Office of Public Works last week. Now, we'll be going to Moscow in just a moment to find out what has been happening there in the last number of hours. But for more on the situation in Ireland, I'm joined on the line by Kevin Doyle, who's Group Head of News at the Irish Independent. Kevin, thanks for joining us today. You saw this convoy yesterday on the M6. Tell us what you saw.
Yeah, by accident, Claire, as much as anything, I just happened to be travelling on that road, which people will know it's the Dublin to Galway route, essentially. And as I was going down the M4, I noticed a few cars merging onto the motorway with what looked like Russian flags, but didn't think a whole lot of it until I got further and further down and onto the M6 and started to notice that on every overpass there was actually Garda cars stationed. So the first one you think speed check, second one you're thinking coincidence, and by the third one you realise there's something more going on. So I pulled into one of the parking bays near the turn off for Kilbeggan in County Westmeath and waited a few minutes, and I have to say I was really surprised by the volume of cars that were taking part in this convoy, Claire. It took a full 5 minutes for them to pass me. Now, they probably were going about 100 kilometres an hour. They weren't blocking the motorway as such, but there was just a huge volume of the cars. They had Russian flags, Soviet flags, saw a couple of Moldovan flags on the car as well. And it really had a strange thing to say, perhaps, as you're observing this from the side of a motorway, but it had that kind of county final feel about it. Anyone who knows down the country when the under-14s win the county final and the proud parents drive up and down the town beeping the horns and waving the flags, it was that kind of a celebratory kind of march.
And they went to Athlone, was it, but dispersed when they got to the town?
Yeah, so they were being monitored by guards on motorbikes as well as they went down. So they seem to have gathered at the Apple Green near Enfield, drove down the motorway as far as Athlone, and then dispersed after that. So there was no incidents, there was no Gardaí didn't have to really intervene or anything like that. So it all passed off relatively peacefully. But this seems to have been the alternative event to that one which you mentioned, which was planned for the Papal Cross originally.
Okay, Kevin, thank you for joining us on that today. And we go now to Moscow, because earlier this morning in Russia, tanks and missile carriers trundled their way through the capital city in Russia and indeed other cities too to mark Victory Day, when Russians celebrate the end of World War II, with thousands of veterans marching in formation in Red Square. I'm joined on the line by Diana Magnay, who's Sky News Moscow correspondent. Diana, thank you for joining us this morning. Now, in Russia, the war in Ukraine is known as the special military operation. President Vladimir Putin has been speaking this morning. In the lead up to today, there had been speculation that he would take this opportunity to declare all-out war on Ukraine. But what has he been saying?
I think that the term special military operation actually serves a very specific purpose here in Russia, because it gives people the impression that this is targeted and it's short over at some point, so they don't have to worry unduly about it. It's not like their country is at war. And Victory Day, which is what they were commemorating today with this huge parade through Red Square, which they celebrate every memory of the Soviet Union's horrific losses in World War II, is a really important day in the...
Fortunately, Diana, your line is
the kind of moment that you would expect...
Oh, your line is just breaking a little bit. It's not too bad. Let's persist and see can we get through the next couple of minutes, because we do want to hear what you were saying. Some of our listeners may have seen the spectacle. I mean, thousands and thousands of military personnel parading through Red Square, as I said, in formation. But Vladimir Putin, and you were telling us there what he was saying, expected by some to declare war. He didn't go that far. But what did he have to say about what's happening in Ukraine?
He didn't. He really used this as an opportunity to say the cause was noble in Ukraine, that it wasn't Russia's fault that they were forced to conduct a preemptive strike because the motherland was under threat. You know, and actually what he said is stuff that we've heard before, that Russia did its best to try and get a security treaty going with security guarantees for itself, but it was NATO's fault for that all broke apart. bombing Ukraine, that Ukraine is essentially, the minion of the United States, and that Russia was forced to act to defend the motherland. And because he talks about all of this on a commemorative holiday of World War II, he couches and has done, in fact, this whole operation in the terminology of World War II. So it's all about defending the motherland against Nazis. It's all about this sort of endless trope that's also repeated over and over again on state TV. And so on this occasion, when everybody in this country is remembering huge losses, their fathers and grandfathers who were killed in World War II, he can say that victory will be ours now, just as it was then. That's really all he could say, because, of course, no actual victory that he's able to declare of any great magnitude.
And Diana, part of the air display, which was promised, was cancelled. Is there any indication as to why that happened?
Actually, that's fairly standard. I've been at these military parades. I've probably covered 5 or 6. And when the weather's not great, then they tend to cancel the air display. So I don't think there's really much purpose in reading all that much into that. I mean, he was lucky that the rain, I mean, to use a tired phrase, but rain on his parade, they tend to try and manipulate the clouds so that it doesn't rain, but they don't fly the aircraft when there is a threat of rain, and that's really why.
And then a lot of the hardware that they would normally have on display in all of the pomp and ceremony is in use at the moment.
In Paris parade, it's not just in Red Square in Moscow, it's also in 28 cities across the country. I think there is less military hardware on parade at the moment. Substantial. They do have a lot that, as we know, has been taken out on the battlefield in Ukraine. But there's still plenty. And he doesn't waste the opportunity to remind the West of his nuclear capabilities, and you see these intercontinental ballistic missiles, which are nuclear capable, trundling, as you say, through Red Square, which is always a pretty horrific sight. I mean, all the way through this war, he's talked and re-emphasized his nuclear forces are on high alert. He test-launched this Sarmat nuclear intercontinental ballistic missile the other day. I don't know if the nuclear missiles that we saw go through, they're meant to send a message.
Okay, I think we may have to give up on that line, unfortunately, Diana, because we've plenty more to talk to you about from Moscow, but it does seem that that line is just continuing to break up and there's not much that we can do about it. But we're very grateful to talk to Diana from Moscow, where she has been witnessing the Victory Day parades. And just see on the wires here that the Russian Defence Ministry is saying that its forces have destroyed a US-made counter-battery radar in Ukraine. So while the celebrations, Victory Day celebrations, are happening, they're continuing with their offensive in Ukraine.